Das ist schon Musik von Radical Face Ghost Towns hier gehört in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Und Ben Cooper hat sich eine Familie ausgedacht und zig Lieder über diese Familie geschrieben. Wenn man das nur sagen würde, würde sich wahrscheinlich nicht jetzt so wahnsinnig viele Leute dafür interessieren. Wäre Ben Cooper nicht Radical Face? Heute Abend spielt er im Silent Green in Wedding, morgen übrigens auch präsentiert von Flux FM. Und deshalb ist er jetzt bei uns im Studio. Happy to have you back again here, Ben.
Thanks for having me again.
Ben, these family sagas is something that you really like. This is what I read in an interview about you, like 100 years of loneliness, things like these. You like to read them. I also like to read them always, and I always enjoy them. And at the end, I always ask myself, why am I enjoying that? Because it only shows you like time passes and people are strange.
Yeah.
That's like the only thing you can learn from that, no?
I agree with you, actually. That's the only thing I've walked away from all this with, is that families are weird.
Why do we enjoy that?
I think sometimes it's nice to know, because I think we're all a little weird. And then you read about these people and you're like, okay, people have always been weird. This is not new. We're not special. This is just how we are
okay.
as a species.
Also Ben sagt, also ich habe Ben gestanden, ich mag auch so eine Familiensagas, wie so 100 Jahre Einsamkeit von Marquez. Und wir haben mich immer gefragt, so man lernt eigentlich immer nur, die Zeit geht schnell vorbei und die Leute sind merkwürdig. Und er meint so, ja, das ist es dann wahrscheinlich auch, dass das vielleicht was Integratives auch had. You were kicked out at home at age 14, if I remember correctly from reading it. Still, do you trust in the concept of family, or have you lost faith in it over the years? Or have you rebuilt it, maybe?
All of those. I've lost it, I've rebuilt it, I've lost it again.
Where are you now?
Mostly on the lost part, but I think I'm more than ever understanding I've always heard you get the family you're born with and then the family you choose. And my friends and the people that I really spend my time with, they're all wonderful. And I just appreciate them more than ever. So I'm finding it just in a different place.
So would you say your definition of family has changed, maybe?
Yes, definitely.
All right.
I think it's anyone that you can really honestly share yourself with.
The family that you're portraying in this trilogy of albums, at least in the beginning of the trilogy more than in the end, is that kind of like a dream version of the family you would like to have, or was it just an exploration of the concept family?
An exploration of the concept, and also, I mean, a lot of it was kind of my own family problems, but I was wrapping it more in fiction. I think sometimes it's easy.
In fantastical fiction here and there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can throw in some elements and then it feels a little different. But I was definitely, you know, I've been lugging around my own baggage this whole time for sure.
But it was supposed to be only a fictional family at the beginning. And at some point, your actual family began to mix into it. Wasn't it like that?
Mm-hmm.
Was that a conscious decision? Or did you just notice at some point, like, wait a minute, this is something...
I think at first it crept in. Like, it wasn't, I didn't think, I was like, I'm going to write about my family and call it something else. But,
yeah.
It, you know, when you start looking at the subject, you look at your own history. And as it went, it became more and more about my family. And then this last record, the back half of it is very directly about it. And that wasn't intentional, but, you know,
yeah,
things got weird.
We had William Fitzsimmons here a few days ago, and he wrote two EPs about his grandmas. Which not that controversial or anything, but no. Like, his father was adopted and parts of the family were not fine with the fact that he was writing about it. Not all of his family was super supportive. What have been the reactions in your case now that the project is complete and people can see the full picture if they want to?
I mean, with my family, I don't know. I don't have contact with most of them anymore. Only two brothers and a niece and a nephew. And I have... I'm one of 10 kids and have 9 nieces and nephews. So most of them I don't have contact with now. So I don't know what the reaction is. I'm assuming probably not good.
Do you care?
I had to just let it go. Like, it's not something to sit and think about too much. It's, you know, at some point you're just hurting yourself with it. So I've just kind of, I'm trying to move on.
Ben erzählt ein bisschen aus seiner schwierigen Familiengeschichte, also dass er zu Anfang erst über eine fiktionale Familie schreiben wollte auf seinen Alben The Family Tree und das dann immer weiter zu seiner eigentlichen Familie geworden ist, die sehr, sehr problembehaftet ist, also teilweise auch auf kriminelle Art und Weise und von der er sich seit längerer Zeit schon sehr weit entfernt hat. Ben, would you like to play a song from the last one?
Yeah, sure.
Which one are you going to play?
We're going to play a song called Secrets, Cellar Door. And this is a song about a little girl who can bring animals back to life.
Okay. Well, okay. Es geht um ein Mädchen, das Tiere zurück zum Leben bringen kann. In diesem Song, der Secrets heißt, ist auf dem letzten Album, beziehungsweise auf dem dritten Album aus der Family Tree Trilogie drauf. Das sind Radical Face hier.
Drawn into the frost on the glass was a map pointing to my secret hiding place. It led you to the tree with the split in its trunk on the way into your family's yard. And in that tree you saw I'd brought the dog back to life. Watch you from the branches while you stared from the ground with a look I couldn't understand. So I said, leave me alone. If your only words are ugly ones, and you just smiled, and to come and show me how it's done. Life back into her lungs. She blinked and flapped her wings and sang a familiar song before she took to the air and cut a path into the woods. And then I cried, 'cause all my life I had known that something was off. And you just shrugged and said, it ain't just you. Ghost that you saw behind the cellar door. And that's the way you showed me that I wasn't quite alone, that you'd also touched the dead before.
Wenn das Flux FM-Team sich um das Sendestudio schart wie um ein Lagerfeuer, dann ist das immer ein ganz gutes Zeichen, weil das heißt, oh Gott, sie klatschen sogar. dann ist das immer ein ganz gutes Zeichen, das heißt, dass jemand weiß, wie man akustisch performt, und das trifft auf Ben Cooper alias Radical Face auf jeden Fall zu. Der ist bei uns im Flux FM Studio zusammen mit seinem Partner Josh an einem weiteren Saiteninstrument mit Bogen. Wir präsentieren nämlich die Konzerte von Radical Face heute und morgen im Silent Green. Seine letzten Veröffentlichungen drehen sich ja alle um so eine fiktionale magische Familie von vor mindestens über 100 Jahren. People might have asked you this several times, but have you asked yourself sometimes during the making of these albums, like, why am I actually doing that?
Oh, all the time. This one really.
And did you could you find an answer?
No, I think a lot of times I just don't know what else to do with myself. And once you start scratching, you just kind of keep going. But yeah, there were plenty of times that I was like, why didn't I pick something simpler, less depressing to work on?
Okay. Also Ben hat sich auch manchmal schon gefragt, warum macht er das eigentlich alles? Also warum hat er sich nicht irgendwas weniger Deprimierendes rausgesucht als Thema? But it's not only the three albums, ne? The Roots, The Branches, The Leaves. There's also two EPs called The Bastards. Do they have a concept of their own?
Yeah, well, it wound up four, and they became its own record because there were so many. And those were just songs that they're part of the whole story, and I liked them, but I could never find a place on the record where the flow made sense. They just kind of disrupted everything, so they ended up as the little bastard children of the whole project.
Yeah, but are they, they're mixed from all the recording sessions, all the writing sessions, or?
Yeah, over the whole, I started all this 8 years ago, and so this is just 8 years worth of little weird songs that I couldn't find a home for.
Are you happy to maybe get to another project that isn't maybe a concept project for the next time? Maybe just writing, like letting it all come to you, maybe just.
That sounds so nice right now to just work on a song and then it's done. It's not interrelated and it's not about my own problems. It sounds great.
But do you always need a framework or can you just like write into the blue?
I'm going to find out. I'm going to try it. If it doesn't work, I can always come up with some other horrible framework to work in. So.
Okay. Also Ben wird auf jeden Fall erstmal versuchen, ein bisschen freier Songs zu schreiben, ohne jetzt einen gleichen Konzept da drauf zu knallen und sonst was. Also mal gucken, ob er es kann, sagt er. Wir werden es in der näheren Zukunft rausfinden. Have you already done your soundcheck at Silent Green today?
I have not. We went straight here.
Yeah. You play there tonight and tomorrow and you know what it is, right? What it used to be.
It's a crematorium, right?
Yeah, it used to be a crematorium. Are you trying to play special locations for this, or is it just coincidence?
We built all the things for the stage in the lobby. We made them, all my friends. And we were trying to find venues that have a lot of atmosphere that aren't just a club traditionally.
Yeah.
And so, everywhere we're playing on this whole tour is pretty odd. And crematorium might be the weirdest one.
Yeah. Who knows how long this tour goes.
Yeah, we'll see how weird it gets.
Also er versucht immer spezielle Locations rauszusuchen, um diese Alben bzw. dieses Projekt live zu präsentieren und das Silent Green, das eignet sich sehr gut dazu, weil es ein altes Krematorium. What have been some of the other venues you've played? Some of the nicest, maybe one nice, two nice ones.
We're only on our third location of this. We're staying multiple nights in each
okay.
one. So the first one was a really, really old hall in Brescia, Italy. And then after that, it was in Cologne, this really great church. We've played there before. We asked if we could go back. Yeah, I'm not sure what's in store. There's two that I haven't even seen photos for. They just told me, don't worry, it's interesting.
Whatever that might mean.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Do you play the same set every night or...?
No, it's different every night.
So it wouldn't make total sense to buy a ticket for today and for tomorrow.
Yeah, if you want to give us your money, we'll take it.
That's the spirit, man. You will not play the three albums in its entirety, no?
No, no. That one we found, the shows would just be really long and exhausting, and we'd have to bring a few things that, like, just instrument-wise, we couldn't pack them, so... We just took out the songs that were like, we don't have enough people to play that well.
Yeah. Do you choose the set list spontaneously on the day or?
So far, yeah. I thought I was going to have this more planned, but so far no plan has worked. Like when we got to Italy, we were done sound checking and the board died.
Oh.
And so we had no audio. So we just had to play acoustic. And so we had to hurry up and like, we had like about 20 minutes to be like, okay, everything, we got to make up a new set right now.
Okay.
So...
what a great start.
Yeah, that was the first night. That was the first night.
Ja, die erste Nacht lief schon richtig gut. Da haben sie Soundcheck gemacht und dann brach aber irgendwie das Mischpult zusammen. Da mussten sie alles akustisch spielen. Deswegen ist es überhaupt noch nicht raus, was ihr da heute Abend hört, wenn ihr da hingeht, falls ihr überhaupt eine Karte gekriegt habt für Radical Face heute im Silent Green. Wir haben auf jeden Fall ein paar Gästelisten-Tickets für euch unter 030-2000-9000. 030-2000-9000. Despite the slightly macabre location, have a great night tonight and tomorrow, of course, again. And thanks a lot for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.